Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
All right, there's one new film getting released this weekend, and I'm wondering if it's just because people didn't want to compete with this.
Listen to me very carefully, my friend. Killing will not bring you peace.
Peace was never an option.
X-Men First Class, it is a prequel to the very successful, very popular X-Men films that made millions between 2000 and 2006. Joining us now are movie A-Team, Kristen Meinzer, co-host of the Takeaways Movie Date podcast, and Rafer Guzman, not only with the Movie Date podcast, but also movie critic for Newsday. All right, first of all, you both have seen X-Men?
Yes, we have.
And thumbs up or thumbs down?
I really liked it. I'm going to say two words. Kevin Bacon. Career high. He's incredible
wow.
in this movie.
You're kidding me.
Loved
Kristen?
I agree that Kevin Bacon was very good. I do wish that the rest of the cast was up to his level. I think that some of them really didn't play up the camp of this. It is a comic book movie. You should really enjoy yourself. Enjoy being a supervillain if you're a supervillain. Enjoy being righteous if you're righteous. And I really feel that the rest of the cast kind of fell behind him. And I enjoyed it, but I didn't love it. I think Rafer loved it more than
I did. Rafer's
shaking
his head.
More. I wouldn't. Love is maybe a little too strong, but I thought that James McAvoy as Professor X and Michael Fassbender as Magneto, I thought they were both really, really good. And I thought they both had a real seriousness of purpose that I kind of liked, that I felt kind of counterbalanced.
Well, the X-Men has always had this morality to it, right?
Yes.
I mean, there's
yes.
always been this underlying, very moral sense and this lesson that they're trying to... Maybe not a lesson, because they don't necessarily come down on one side or the other of who's the villain, who's not. And you always have a certain amount of empathy for Magneto, right?
I would say it's more of a social allegory, actually.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people in the GLBT community take ownership of the film. A lot of people who are Jewish do. It's this idea of what identity is on the surface and what is beneath the surface. And in the movie, they don't even hide that this is an allegory for GLBT issues. They actually use the words don't ask, don't tell in it.
Yeah,
well, but they've also, you know, clearly given Magneto a past in which he was a prisoner in a concentration camp.
Holocaust survivor, yeah.
Yeah, so they've never really hid this whole idea of otherness
not
in our
at all.
Society.
No, the mutant, in fact, the mutants are always saying mutant and proud, which always struck me as kind of almost an ACT UP slogan. You know?
All right, so, I mean, there are some who are worried that this prequel would take that too far, does it?
Too far in terms of
push it too hard that they're hitting the message, hitting you over the head with the message.
No, I didn't think so. I mean, because I think the beauty of the films and part of the reason that they're so successful is that, you know, you can just be an alienated teenager too and feel like, you know, I'm a mutant, you know, and so you have this kind of you can relate to these characters and they do make.
Are you admitting something on our air, Rafer?
Yeah. Do you want to see my mutation?
What mutation would you pick? Were you to pick one?
Boy, I don't know. If I had to pick one, I don't know.
I'm going to give you 3 minutes to figure that out.
Okay.
So, Kristen, I mean, it's a summer blockbuster. Does this kind of check all the boxes for you?
Yeah, it has the special effects. I mean, one of the things that I really loved was almost this Ocean's 11 sort of coming together, making the team, the whole background story. And I really liked that it was all in period. It was 1940s all the way up to the 1960s. And that meant they had some great costumes, some great hairstyles, and...
Great sets.
Yeah, absolutely. So it has a lot of the fun things you want in a summer movie.
A little bit Mad Men, a little bit James Bond. Yeah, a lot of fun.
All right, so why is this the only new movie coming out? Is as I proposed? Does nobody want to compete with this?
I think so. I think nobody wanted to compete with X-Men. It's there's a lot of buildup, a lot of buzz, a lot of trailers being advertised for this thing. I just feel like, you know, nobody wanted to go up against it.
Here's the thing about comic book movies. They're so radically hit or miss. They're either major successes, like a.k.a. Spider-Man or the X-Men movies, or they're terrible, terrible failures with, you know, the Hulk.
Right.
So, I mean, have we kind of played through our comic book fascination?
When I first saw Thor earlier this summer,
you
know, which I thought was just a terrible, it's only gotten worse in my memory, but I really thought it was a bad film, and I kept thinking, I wonder if this is going to be the start of comic book fatigue, because I feel like the comic book movies have gotten pretty mediocre over the last year or so. X-Men is really, really good. It's a really good film, I think. And it made me think that, and here's the other thing, even though, no matter how terrible the films are, Thor did pretty well. You know, Thor did okay at the box office. And, you know, the Hulk movies were not what you'd call major flops. So did Hangover 2, I know. Right. We'll see number 3. We'll see Hangover 3.
All right, Kristen, do you think we're reaching the end of our comic book fascination?
Even if we are, we have no choice in the matter. We have to see more of them. There are so many more that the studios are coming out with. There's what are the rest of ones?
Green Lantern, Captain America. I mean, and in fact, I think, you know, what we've basically been seeing over the last year are essentially stealth prequels to the Avengers, which is going to come out in about a year. So,
I have to admit, I'm pretty excited about.
See, you're part of the problem.
I'm sorry, I can't. I was a major comic book reader growing up. I loved all of them, even the bad ones. I love them. I am the problem. Right? You're looking at the problem here. I, Celeste Headlee, admit
you're the demo. You're the studio demo.
All right. So, Rafer, you've decided what your mutant power would be?
My mutant power. If I could choose a mutant power, I would say the ability to do more pull-ups. That's what I would like.
That's not a mutant power. Kristen, do you have a favorite mutant power?
I always liked the idea of being able to fly, but I feel like in this high age of security, somebody might shoot me the minute I'd go up in the air. So I'd be kind of scared, even though I'd love to fly.
Maybe you should be able to tunnel. Like, you could be the mole.
Well, that'd be kind of cool.
You need to write that comic book. That's got legs.
All right. So you both say go see X-Men.
I would, yes.
Prequel. Yes.
Great summer film.
Wow. We have a movie that you both agree on, and it's like not a serious independent film or anything.
Right.
You've left me speechless nearly about. Ms. Kristen Mines and Rafer Guzman, both co-hosts of the Takeaways Movie Date podcast. Kristen is also a Takeaway producer, and Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday. They are talking about X-Men First Class. It's a prequel to the X-Men films. It's coming out this weekend, the only one coming out this weekend. Definitely give us your movie review. And tell me, you know what? I'm interested to know. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Tell me what your mutant power would be. I'm going to think about mine and let you know, but I want to hear what yours is. Give us your mutant power, and then I guess go see X-Men First Class. 877-8-MY-TAKE. Thanks so much, Kristen and Rafer.
Thank you.
More with Rafer and Kristen by downloading their podcast Movie Date at thetakeaway.org/podcasts. I'm Celeste Headlee. John Hockenberry will be back next week. Have a great weekend. This is The Takeaway.